9:19 out here on Del Aware. I'm Peter MacArthur. You want to talk about sticker shock? If you're the parent of a child, young or older, anything really prior to college, take a hard look at college costs. Now, I'm not just talking tuition either. That alone is a bit of a shock sometimes. But you get room and board into the mix. You get fees. You get books. And you're talking about a chunk, a real chunk of your money that goes out the window. So what do? Well, you plan ahead. And that is where 529 Day comes into play. Talking this morning with State Treasurer Colleen Davis, first of all. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. Thank you so much.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you. So we're talking a couple days away here, 529 Day. I have a feeling a lot of people know kind of what we're hinting at, but talk about 529 Day and why it's significant, Colleen.
Yeah. You know, if the year 2020 taught us anything, it's that the one thing we can be sure of is that there's nothing to be sure of. good health, secure employment, even the guarantee of our next meal really became worries for a lot of folks. And I would say for a lot of individuals who never experienced that type of unknown before. So in my mind, it makes a lot of sense for us to be talking about preparing for the future in a variety of different ways. And one of them, as you mentioned, that sticker shock is, it's really something that we've seen growing over, you know, the last several years is the cost to go to college. And so having a 529 plan is a great way to prepare for college. It's essentially a tax-advantaged account where my office invests the monies for individuals who open an account. And over the course of several years, that money accrues tax-free. And each May, on May 29th, we celebrate the folks inside the financial planning industry. Anyway, we celebrate 529 Day. And so that's coming up. Again, I think preparing early. So we recommend that people start as early as possible. You know, take your little one home from the hospital and you start that account right away.
If we look at the last, 25 or so years, 30 years or what, I mean, do you have any idea how much we're talking about in terms of increased costs?
Yes. Basically, we're looking at about a 24% increase in the costs. And yeah, I've got those numbers, but they're certainly not in front of me, unfortunately.
That's all right. Let me ask you this. How does one go about kind of finding out more and setting up one of the DE 529 education savings plans? What does that consist of?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's just 529.delaware.gov. You can open an account with as little as $25. And some of the things that we are participating in this week are a few family fun items. And so on Friday, we have at Winterthur a celebration of the National 529 Day, which will go on from 6:30 to 8. Families can spend the evening together, working together to explore the gardens and complete scavenger hunts and other challenges. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then the Delaware Museum of Natural History will also be having a virtual 529 Day activities on YouTube, social media, and they'll include videos that are all about nature and money. And I think overall, you know, I would love to see more children prepared for college and with, you know, walking away with less debt than we currently see.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's probably second to owning a home when you start talking about paying for a secondary education like that in terms of the kind of debt you'll take on in, one or two or three or four lump sums. You know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. And I think the one thing that we can point to is it has impacted a lot of the decisions that happen post-college or post-trade school. Young adults are delaying starting families. They're delaying purchasing their first home and doing all of those typical milestones that we expect as an adult. And part of the reason is because that big price tag of student debt that they're carrying over, you know, several years. And so, again, this is a great way to relieve some of that pressure. And it doesn't require a ton of commitment. $25 is pretty inexpensive. And the wonderful thing, too, and I always try to stress this around holiday time when we all get into gift giving, this is definitely a gift that lasts. And education is something that really pays in dividends. And I'd love to see more Delaware youth moving on to college and trade school,
right,
supporting themselves and becoming, you know, a highlight of our economy here in Delaware.
Does one who gets involved with a plan, do you just dump money in when you want to? Is there a way, I guess what I'm asking more directly is there a way, is there like a direct deposit thing where you can get money drawn out and put into this thing? Or is it kind of more of a manual contribution situation where you put in money as you see fit?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because you can set it up so that you do a direct deposit on a regular basis. And
yeah,
that's probably one of the best ways to, you know, continually put money aside.
Yeah, to keep it growing.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Yep. One more time. Give us the logistics of where people can find out more about the DE529 plan.
Yes, it's 529.delaware.gov. And you can open it for any loved one, and you just typically need their social security number and some of the demographics and things like that. But it's really easy to do, just 529.delaware.gov.
Yeah, great way to plan for the future, and certainly a proven track record of being a productive way to do that. State Treasurer Colleen Davis joining us. We're talking 529 day. Well, thanks very much. Good luck with the events this weekend, and thanks for the time and the info this morning.
Thank you, Peter. Take care.
All right. Take good care of yourself.